You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. We're joined by Michael Cutler, one of our duty experts on matters involving immigration, a subject on which he is expert, not least because of his some 30 years with the Immigration and Naturalization Services. He's also worked with others responsible for trying to secure our homeland against drugs and other forms of illegal activity that threaten the homeland. And it's a pleasure to welcome him back. Senior fellow at the Californians for Population Stabilization, a frequent contributor to superb outlets like Front Page Magazine and Family Security Matters, and our friend, Michael Cutler. Welcome, sir. Good to have you.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you so much for having me.
I wanted to have you talk first and foremost, if I could, Michael, about the debate last night. Immigration was clearly sort of a subtext, but didn't quite receive the focused attention that I thought it might. What did you make of it?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of disappointed. Donald Trump really put immigration on the front burner for all of America from the outset of his campaign. And really, I would say at least three quarters of their discussions yesterday really were immigration issues, but it didn't wind up being portrayed that way.
And in that regard, give us a sense of what you're sort of seeing as fundamentally an issue that has an immigration dimension to it, addressed or not addressed, notably, I guess, the whole discussion of jobs and what we're doing to increase them or diminish them.
Well, jobs, first of all, it's not enough to bring jobs back to America. It's about who's going to do the jobs. And, you know, Hillary Clinton is quick to talk about raising minimum wages because we're going to have wage equality. $10.10 an hour works out to $21,000 a year. I don't know who that's supposed to be equal to. By flooding the labor pool with lots of foreign workers, and not just at the bottom rung, we're seeing it with high-tech workers. And, you know, the Clinton Foundation has partnered with the Gates Foundation, the biggest proponent for a massive increase in H-1B visas. We've been driving down the wages of Americans, and in fact, they just had a report that said disposable income is down. So, you know, it's a cross part. She wants to do one thing with immigration, so she says, legalize millions and do all these other things, which would fly in the face of other issues. Another good example, and no one talks about it, if she did her legalization program for unknown millions, they would bring their kids in and flood American schools with foreign students that are having a tough time right now.
Michael Cutler has joined us. We are talking about immigration, legal and illegal, and its implications for, among other things, economic security, but also the condition of our schools, our educational system, our social safety net, well, our security more generally. And Michael, you've enumerated in a terrific piece recently published by Front Page Magazine a whole litany of what you call immigration lies. Let's talk about a couple of them, if we could. You point out that the focus narrowly on the U.S.-Mexican border is misplaced. Give us a sense of the wall, the importance of that, but more broadly, the kind of challenge we're facing now from illegal and overstays and the rest.
It's about how aliens gain access to the United States. None of the 9/11 hijackers and very few terrorists in general run our borders. I'm sure some have managed to make their way into the country. I do worry about activities by ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah in the tri-border region of Brazil. So that border is important. But if you look at most terrorists, and if you look at the 9/11 commission to which I provided testimony, most of the terrorists enter through international airport, committing visa fraud or lying to the inspector or otherwise gaming the legal entry system, which also takes us into two directions. Hillary Clinton was questioned about national security. Immigration was identified by the 9/11 Commission as the key issue. If the terrorists can't enter the country, they can't embed themselves, they can't attack us. So we have this problem with the economy. We also have a problem with national security. And we hear these lies. Classic example, we can't deport all the illegal aliens, so we've got to accept the fact they're here. And now the debate between the Republicans and the Democrats disingenuously is whether or not we should give these people citizenship. In point of fact, no law gets enforced more than a fraction of a percent. And there are many more motorists with cell phones than there are illegal aliens in the United States, yet nobody would even begin to suggest that because there's too many motorists with cell phones or too many people who drink and drive, that law enforcement somehow shouldn't bother trying to impose penalties on those people who are caught. The reality is that there is an agenda in Washington that Trump is running contrary to, which is why he's such a success and why ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement Union, has endorsed him, the Border Patrol Union has endorsed him, because this is like any other law. You try to arrest as many as you can, you try to impose the stiffest punishment as you can, and then you have a public relations effort to convince people that we're serious about the law. We do it with all of our laws, except for immigration, and that's a big part of the reason we have the problem, because once aliens enter the country, whether it's by running the border or by committing visa fraud, once they're here, they have nothing to worry about. They're home free. In fact, you've got both parties arguing over how much to give them for violating our laws.
Hey, Michael Cutler, let me ask you about one other piece of this. There is a debate that, again, didn't get focused on in the course of the formal one last night, but that is somehow, I think, being joined, though the Obama-Hillary Clinton team have been studiously trying to duck it, and that is this sanctuary cities business. Trump is pretty clearly opposed to it. Where do we think Hillary comes down on it, and will it be more of the same should she become president?
She has to. I mean, this is the woman who says she's going to legalize all the illegal aliens who are here. They're talking about providing sanctuary, which gives you this feeling of warmth and security, but it's for people who violate some of our most fundamental laws, the laws that are designed to keep criminals and terrorists out of the United States. This would be a felony if you or I did it, aiding, abetting, harboring, inducing, encouraging, shielding. And that's what sanctuary cities do. It endangers national security. It endangers public safety, just as legalizing millions of people would. Because let's face it, if you have that many illegal aliens that Hillary wants to legalize, there would be absolutely no interviews, absolutely no field investigations. This would be an open invitation to massive fraud, and it would strike, I fear, a mortal blow to our country's national security from which we would not be able to recover.
Michael Cutler, let me ask you about one other thing before we have to let you go. You have made the point, and I think it's a very compelling one, that there are now 50 border states, not just the ones that are arrayed across, of course, our sovereign boundaries. Talk about why that is and what, again, the implications are for homeland and even national security of that being the case.
Well, I wrote another article for Front Page. I called it Border Security and the Immigration Colander. We're being told if we plug partially one hole in the bottom of a colander, you have a bucket, and that's an absurdity. Any state that lies along the northern as well as the southern borders, any state that lies along America's 95,000 miles of meandering coastline, or any state with an international airport are all border states. I'm a New Yorker. New York State hits the trifecta. At the northernmost portions of the state, we share the border with Canada. We have seaports. We have international airports. This notion that all we have to do is secure the Mexican border and the sun will shine is an absurdity, yet politicians keep using it. I compare it to the Calais deception of the Second World War, except Calais was a total fantasy. That Mexican border absolutely has to be secured, but it's only one of many dysfunctional components of an immigration system that most recently, and Donald Trump alluded to this at the very end of the debate yesterday, we just found that at least 800 aliens who were under orders of deportation, and by the way, these aliens came from countries that sponsored terrorism, were provided with United States citizenship through the naturalization process.
Which, of course, complicates tremendously, the whole business of trying to prosecute or prevent them from doing further illegal activity. Michael Cutler, we are out of time, but this is, of course, an ongoing subject of interest for both of us. We look forward to more of your writings at Front Page, Family Security Matters, and elsewhere, and, of course, your visits with us from time to time. Thanks so much for your service to our country at the Immigration and Naturalization Service, among other places. Keep up the good work, my friend. Come back to us again soon. Next up, Rick Manning of Americans for Limited Government will join us to talk about the surrender of your Internet. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.